This Sunday, millions of people will be tuning in to Super Bowl 54 to watch the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs duke it out for the championship title. The game will also reopen an ongoing conversation about the appropriation of Native American imagery in sports. Native American communities and allies are speaking out over the NFL's decision to allow Chiefs fans to attend the Super Bowl wearing mock headdresses and perform the so-called tomahawk chop. To talk all about this, we're joined by Vincent Schilling, associate editor of Indian Country Today and member of the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe. Welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for being here. So this isn't a new conversation we're having. We've had this discussion about the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Redskins, but this is the first time the Kansas City Chiefs will be in the Super Bowl since 1970. What exactly is the history behind their name and their use of this mock Native imagery and paraphernalia?
Well, you know, I stumbled on it completely by chance when I was doing a story about cultural appropriation of the Boy Scouts. And in my research of what the Boy Scouts had in terms of this tribe called Miccosé, which is a false native, and I use that term very loosely, tribe that started in 1925 under the guidance of H. Roe Bartle. So H. Roe Bartle was known in his circles for his work that he had done as chief. He was known as chief and everywhere. And then he became mayor. He served mayor for two terms. And in 1963, Bartle, you know, kind of talked to Lamar Hunt to bring the Dallas Texans to Kansas City. And the name Chiefs popped up over and over again in a name the team contest. And Lamar's general manager had said years later, you know, I told him there's no way we can choose any other name than Chief, which was the nickname of H. Roe Bartle.
So a mayor of a town with a fake tribe name then went on to help name the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, that's exactly right.
When you see the continued depiction of Native American people this way, or entire stadiums filled with non-Native people wearing headdresses, it really enforces, it seems, this savage warrior myth. Is that part of the controversy or the heart of the controversy for you?
Yeah, I think it is absolutely the heart of controversy for me, because taking something like a headdress, it's absolutely farcical, it's stereotypical, and it has nothing to do with honoring Native people, you know. And a lot of people tell me, well, you know, get over it, we're honoring you. My grandmother was taken to boarding school as a small child. Her mother was told, my great-grandmother told, you know, you have to get a job in order to get your daughter back. So she did. We got a job. She didn't speak any English. She only spoke Mohawk. And when she went back, the nun said, well, never mind. You can't have your daughter back. She's been signed over. So she had to go back in the middle of the night and kidnap her own daughters back. When my grandmother got old enough, she fled to California. And when she raised me, you know, she couldn't share her language or songs or values or traditions because she was too afraid that I'd be labeled as an Indian boy, could be taken to boarding school. And the honor that my great-grandmother did in taking her daughters back, that is honor to me. Mm-hmm. When people tell me that they're honoring me with what they're doing, if you want to compare that to what my great-grandmother had to do, I take issue with that.
The Kansas City Chiefs claim they are making efforts to work with Native communities. They actually have an American Indian Community Working Group, which advises on the ways the team can promote awareness and understanding of Native cultures. Do you think this is a step in the right direction?
I think anything that tries to encourage, you know, better behavior is a step in the right direction. But I feel like it's backpedaling, you know, and I certainly don't judge anyone who wants to take part of that and listen to what they have to say and this and such and so forth. But, you know, it's very hard when you see something like this and then you see the CEO of the Chiefs, you know, wearing a headdress on Instagram, you know, saying that he was once voted Cherokee chief for his church group, you know, and it's just it's a backpedal. You know, and I do like to say that I don't speak for all Native people, and I respect their views as well. I just personally prefer that they would completely change the name and get rid of all Native imagery in sports, period.
There's always been pushback from fans when there's a call to make real change. We saw this with the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Redskins. It could perhaps be rooted in a sense of guilt of being complicit, but ultimately it's tied to their love for the game and the team. What would you say to people, Native and non-Native alike, that are trying to reconcile their love for their team and the game, but also this painful and really made-up history that you're telling me?
Right. I think that's well said. And my response to that is that we as people need to be cognizant not to throw all of our emotions and feelings and reactions and connectivity into one place. You can have excitement for your team. You can have excitement in that camaraderie of your friends, you know, joining hands and saying, yay, they got it. They got a touchdown. Or feel excited about your favorite athletes who have worked so hard to achieve their levels of athleticism. But don't tie that into what the meaning of the name is or what the meaning of these stereotypes are, because it's not the same thing. This native history and giving respect to native people is a completely separate issue.
That's Vincent Schilling. He is the associate editor of Indian Country Today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it very much.